Tom, how are you this morning?
Hey, how could you not be good on Fat Tuesday? Happy Punchki Day.
Well, same to you. Recently, saw an article. It's one that and Tom's very kind to send us a lot of business news and articles, as well as they relate to China and how Michigan may relate to China. And Tom, I found the piece very interesting, written by Deb Price. It's titled "Michigan Learning to Love and Lean on China." It's kind of hard to do, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not. We have so much that the Chinese want and need, and that's why it's extremely refreshing to see Governor Snyder come in with a immigrant-friendly agenda here, understanding that immigrants have helped build this great state and country and making it a friendly place, dealing with business issues that make Michigan a economic magnet around the world. And why not make it an economic magnet to the fastest-growing large world economy, the second-largest economy in the world? We can sell agricultural products, our educational know-how, our technological know-how, right on down the line. There's so much that Michigan has that China wants and needs. And also, Tony, they're going to be investing up to $1 trillion around the world over the next decade. Governor Snyder's wise to make sure that he's working very hard to assure some of that investment comes here to add and multiply jobs in the great state of Michigan.
Tom, did you hear any feedback from a Chinese official regarding the Pete Hoekstra ad, which featured a young Asian woman gloating that China was taking Michigan jobs?
Yeah, I did. From both sides of the ocean, quite honestly, my Chinese-American friends were embarrassed and hurt by that ad. Not so much the content. They understand the political content, but to paint pictures in at best a insensitive way, and some would say a xenophobic way, is hurtful. A good friend of mine has kind of an extension of the golden rule that says, do unto others as you would like them to have to done unto you, and that is of the platinum rule, that if somebody is offended by how you refer to them, then it's offensive. And Chinese Americans here were offended by the ad, as well as a lot of my friends in China themselves. Let's talk about the issues and not paint people in a stereotypical way.
This past Thursday, the actress in that ad, who is Lisa Chang, she's this year's Miss Napa Valley, she apologized for taking part in it, and apparently that spot has helped Debbie Stabenow raise more contributions.
It has, but we got to get past the point of pointing fingers at other people due to our economic woes. Are there issues that our government should be addressing and we should be addressing at the World Trade Center or to focus on these issues? Absolutely. And Governor Obama has stepped up that effort, as well as congressional people on both sides of the aisle. We ought to push for fair trade and free trade, but we do not need to bring stereotypes and insensitivity in a political way. We need to be adding and multiplying jobs in Michigan, and you don't do that by that type of behavior.
But what we have to remember also, Tom, and I think this kind of gets lost, a lot of folks think that Michigan loses out in jobs and money, and that is true. Yet China is buying a lot of goods and services from Michigan, aren't they?
They are, and that continues to go up. And imagine, Tony, how much more we can do when we don't have a governor playing Peking duck, not engaging the Chinese. And Governor Snyder has begun that process. In his first 6 months in office, he traveled to China to begin to develop what the Chinese refer to as the guanxi, or relationship building. You know, doing business in China is not a business one-night stand. You can't just pop in, say, here I am, and expect the business to flow. In Iowa, with Vice President Xi, soon to be President of China, Xi, was there. They inked an over $4 billion, with a B, deal on soybeans. Now, I think our farmers in Michigan would love to have that kind of a deal. And there's so much more, whether it's using our technology to help clean up China's environment, Michigan State and the University of Michigan and Western Michigan, Wayne State, have so much to offer by having Chinese students come here and then staying here after they've got their education to develop jobs that benefit Michiganians.
China has become Michigan's third largest export market. Exports have tripled in just 5 years from $699 million to nearly $2.2 billion in 2010. According to data from the U.S. Census Bureau, China has also been, and you've mentioned this before, Tom, on a buying spree in Michigan, most recently buying NexTier Inc., a Saginaw-based steering and driveline systems manufacturer, in April. And two of Michigan's largest automakers, GM and Ford Motor Company, have seen car sales soar in China. We've got a lot more that we could gain from a relationship with them, don't we?
We can. And again, leadership matters. And the leadership of Governor Snyder and Mike Finney and his team over at the MEDC, they're hiring somebody, a Mandarin-speaking person, that will target this Chinese investment. You know, it was recently reported, Tony, that the San Francisco Federal Reserve pointed out that for every dollar that we spend here on a Chinese something that's made in China, 55% of that, 55 cents of that, I should say, stays here in America. So even when we're buying goods from China, it's creating jobs here in the United States as well. And with leadership, I think that you're going to see the investment from China continue to rise. And as importantly, job creation happened as a result of that leadership here in the state of Michigan.
Final question for you, Tom. It is hard for many to overlook the civil unrest in China, the civil rights challenges that are there. China doesn't treat many of its people well. Isn't it somewhat of a challenge to do business with a country like that?
I would encourage your listeners to go to Dome Magazine, domemagazine.com. I've written extensively about this. And I point out, Tony, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you're absolutely right. There are issues dealing with China that we need to continue to push on, whether it's the focus on the Falun Gong, the Tibetan, the Uyghur people, which are Muslim Chinese. These are issues that are there. The Chinese would point out that, yeah, they have, and they have work to do in that area. But because of opening up to the West, because of their rise, over 400 million people in China, more people than we have in the United States, have moved out of abject poverty into the middle class, and that's of value as well. We can do better by working together, and it can enrich people on both sides of the ocean. And encourage your listeners to go to Dome Magazine. There's a piece up there this month. There was one last month on the Tibetan issue. And I'll have a new article in China coming up this week in domemagazine.com.
Tom Watkins has more than 30 years of experience in the public and private sectors and leading reform efforts. He's the 2011 recipient of the Detroit Regional Chamber's Leadership Detroit Lifetime Achievement Award. Thanks so much, Tom.
Always good to be with you, and happy Punchki Day for everyone.